Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Boy, Christmas threw up in here, didn't it?
Yeah.
I like it.
The radio station today. We got a tree up and random bows and snowflakes everywhere.
Huge wreath.
That big old wreath up there that looks like it's going to fall down. All of a sudden, we're living in Whoville here.
And shout out to Jordan, who did all of it yesterday.
Who's Jordan? Tell everyone who Jordan is.
One of our promotions people, but it's funny. Well, she talked about how she was doing it and everybody was watching her and telling her how to do it. Boy, that's fun, right?
Oh, that's the
worst.
Isn't
that fun?
Well, guilty. I was walking around as she's like, truly, we'll have to take some pictures. There's bows in the most random places.
Yeah.
Snowflakes just taped up on the wall.
Yeah.
And she was like putting little foam trees by the thermostat and stuff. And as I walk by, I go, oh, that doesn't look tacky at all. And I kept walking.
Yeah.
And she said some very filthy things to me.
I'm sure as she should have. Like, if you want it to look different, make it look different.
No, I don't want to help. There's a chance in hell I'd want to.
Anyone could have helped her yesterday.
Yeah.
Nobody did.
And
but
I think
everybody had things to say about it. Funny enough.
Well, you didn't help her.
I wasn't here.
Well, you could have come back. You live close. But I think she was mad that nobody was helping her, and that's why it kind of looks like it.
I know.
Like, it looks like ass. It looks like Christmas ass.
That is exactly what I would do. I was like, you can take your Christmas tree.
But I love her. I love her to pieces.
And we love Jordan.
They had the giant digital fireplace going on the TV I saw last night. So that was kind of festive. But hey, speaking of festive, how was Hudson Gardens?
Oh my gosh, Hudson Holidays was so much fun.
Was it?
It was, yes. What I love about it is they have the whole Hudson Gardens just decked out in these lights that are just, it's very impressive. You roll up to this thing and their light show is, I mean, there's a stocking that was as big as a house. Like, and it's a 3D stocking. Like, it's not just the flat light that, you know, is lit up and you can see in the one dimensional way. Like, this is an actual, like, big stocking that, again, is the size of a house. You can't get in it, but you can walk up. But just the stocking, you can get up into a lot of these things. There's a huge hot chocolate mug that
you
was
get
showing
in it?
Josh.
Oh, no way.
You can walk right up in it.
I want to get in it.
There's a gingerbread house you can get right up into.
I love it.
Sit on Santa's lap. Like, there's
so
many things.
I want to be in it.
Do you know what else? Can I tell you what my most favorite thing was?
What? Tell me now.
My most favorite thing was when you show up to these light shows, these light displays. I had no idea you're supposed to be wearing 3D glasses. Have you ever done this?
Yes, I have. I've done a couple of events.
Okay, don't scoff it.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a very sensitive tummy. When it comes to 3D glasses.
It makes you a little nauseous.
Feel good, and try doing that for 2 hours and driving home.
Oh.
It jacks with your eyes.
It does.
Like, I couldn't do it. I told Nicole, I don't remember what we were at where we did it for like 2 hours. We got back to the car, and I had to flip-flop spots. I was like, you're going to have to drive. I'm tripping right now.
I had no idea.
I can't go to the 3D movies where you have to wear the 3D glasses. The last one I did is whenever Up came out. Remember Up?
Yeah.
And the house is going through the air with the balloons, and the birds are coming at you. I literally had to take those glasses off during the movie because I felt like I was going to throw up.
Well, and I did not know.
So you are stronger than me.
I didn't know 3D glasses did that. Like, I was completely in the dark about that, huh? Funny enough.
Boop.
But so when we showed up, though, like, we were looking for 3D glasses before we got there just to have them handy, and we couldn't find any. So we made some. We bought some cheap old, like, frames, and then apparently you can take some kind of, like,
cellophane?
Like, some kind of thing that you just put on the glasses. I have them in my purse, actually. I can show them to you.
And I want you to wear them the rest of the show.
And then you take red Sharpie and the left
one is red,
and then the right one is blue. And so we were super excited. We were talking to the police officer walking up, like, we made our own glasses. And he's like, good for you, ma'am.
He's like, we're going to need to do a breathalyzer on you, ma'am.
Did you drive?
And the first thing, like, we put on these glasses, and no, they did not work. They did not work at all. But then they had glasses for us there, and I was...
Well, hold up.
Yeah.
Then why did you make your own?
Because we didn't know they had them there. This is my first time going. I was just informed that the 3D glasses did a thing. And I'm like, wait, what?
I had no idea.
And so we had them. They didn't work, but they had glasses for us there.
I love your
And
life.
So we show up. And I'm telling you, like, us, Jordan and I, because our promotions person, Jordan, is who came with me last night, we were walking around Hudson Gardens like a bunch of, whoa, man.
Your mouth breathers.
Holy crap.
It was like you were stoned.
The families were staring at us like we were part of the attraction. Like, because I was walking around that place like, it's snowmen. Oh my gosh. Like, it was so funny the way I was so into it, like a child. And then I saw kids who did not have the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So I was walking up to random children, put these on. And I'm sure their parents loved that.
I would have hated that. Back up from the crazy lady kids.
I couldn't believe what a difference these glasses
This lady's
made.
On the crack, kids,
Holy.
Back up.
Holy. But yeah, so there was a lot of that. And it was just like, again, it was so much fun. And there was a lot of different areas to where you could kind of wander off to. And it was cold last night.
Yeah.
It was like in the 20s. But I didn't even notice. Like, they had a little, like, fire set up where they were selling s'mores kits so you can go and sit there and just roast your marshmallows
and make
some s'mores.
It's a beautiful location in the summer, in the winter. I just love going down into there.
It's been a while since I've been to Hudson Gardens.
We went to the Lavender Festival. That was the last time here in summer that we went down in there. So I think I'm going to try to get over to this light thing, though.
Yeah.
Maybe next weekend or something. So I want to check it out.
Yeah, it's totally... Your kids are going to love it.
Do you have those 3D glasses now?
They're in my purse, so I'm
going to
have
to go grab them here in a little bit, and I want to take a picture.
Okay. You're going to love them.
Oh, I guarantee you. We need to get this girl to sober up before Christmas.
No, that's